Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so good to be coming here with again this morning. I have a very special message for you today, which I believe you're going to really enjoy. Okay, I want us to start from Matthew chapter 19, from verse 27. Now, Jesus was talking about the fact that it's so difficult for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. You know, and Peter was worried because he knew that Jesus was rich. So in verse 27, Matthew chapter 19, verse 27, Peter said, "Then answered Peter and said unto him," that is unto Jesus, "Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore?" You see, we have left all and followed thee. There's another side of it, another rendering of it in Mark, the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 28. Okay, he says, "Then Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all and have followed thee." You know, so the other thing is that, "And what shall we have then?" And Jesus answered and said, verse 29, Mark 10, 29, "Verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or land, for my sake and the gospel's." Now, when God chooses you, and when God is working with you, and you are doing God's work and moving the way you ought to move, and you are preaching as you ought to do, and you're making the gospel known on every side of your life, sometimes you lose certain people. You lose those who are close to you. Sometimes parents don't understand why a young person would want to preach the gospel. It's as though it's a bad thing. You know, sometimes parents are okay with their children going to the school and doing all that. They feel that there's nothing wrong with it. Even though they know it's bad, they'll say, "Oh, it's nothing. He will change." But when they hear that he's in church for a long time, they become worried. It's amazing, but it doesn't even make sense. You see, sometimes as a father yourself, if you are spending time with God, it's as though you have to stop and give more attention to some other people in the family. It's all necessary. It's very important. But Jesus said that the one who leaves mother, father, brethren, sisters, wife, children, lands for my sake and the gospel, says he shall, look at the text, he says, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters. So it means that what you left is actually not left at all. It says he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, right now in this world, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands. Then it says with persecutions and in the world to come eternal life. It means that persecution is a package. It's part of the package of blessings that comes with the gospel, with those who share the gospel and with those who are born again. Hallelujah. Today I'm sharing concerning embrace persecutions. Embrace persecutions. It's a very hard message, but that is what the scriptures say. Embrace persecutions. Now, go to 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 10. So, sometimes if you are preaching the gospel, you face rejection from people. People wouldn't like you. They'll start calling you pastor. They'll start calling you all kinds of things. And it's a little uncomfortable, but that is what is part of it. The more you share the word of God with people, the more blessed you become. The more you lose certain relationships and do what God wants you to do, the more those relationships actually come to you. Sometimes you want to hold on to those relationships so strongly. Someone is going out to somebody, and because of that, it's like he can't even talk about the gospel with somebody. It's not supposed to be like that. Share the gospel no matter what, because you're working together with God. God has chosen you to do this work. This is what God has chosen for you to do. Hallelujah. Let me read from chapter 3. I'm reading from verse 10. This is Paul talking. He says, "But thou hast fully known my doctrine, man of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch." So Paul is going through some persecutions and some afflictions at Antioch, at Iconium and Lystra, not only in one place, but in different places. He was having great persecutions. He says, "What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me." Persecutions are precious troubles that comes as a result of preaching the gospel. It's part of the package, and I think you should embrace it. Because Jesus said that if you embrace it, if you lose all those things of the gospel, and losing them is persecution, it's a form of persecution. But as you gain the Lord, and as you gain and spread the gospel, all those things are brought back to you in manifold form. Jesus said 100-fold. Then verse 12 is what hits the nail on the head completely. He says, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." So if you decide to live godly for Christ, live and distribute the righteousness of God as you ought to, and produce what you're supposed to produce, he says you shall suffer persecution, because it is part of the package. Embrace persecution today, because as you embrace persecution, greatness comes to you on every side of your life. I know it's a hard message, but God says you should hear this today. Don't be afraid. Just go ahead and share the gospel, no matter what is happening. Just go ahead and get to know the Lord more and more, no matter what is happening. You may be facing pressures from every side, but do it, because all those who live godly in Christ Jesus suffer persecution. I'll be remiss not to show you the whole counsel of the Lord. Hallelujah. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, keep living in His presence. God bless you. Bye-bye.